Hello.
Hi. Do I have the pleasure of speaking to Alfredo?
Well, it depends on what you need.
Okay. Hi, Alfredo. My name is Caesar, and I am calling from the National Relief Center. I'm not trying to ask you for no money, okay? I'm trying to help you out here. It seems that you have a debt on the IRS of $10,000.
First of all, I want to know how you guys know that I have any debt, or how do you even know I got debt?
Okay, sure. Because we do work for the Tax Relief Center. Okay, so once you have
So you work for the federal government?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm seeing here is Mr. Alfredo, your last name, Carrillo, correct?
Well, this is the thing. If you work for the federal government, they don't play around, and they have my name if they have it. And you should know, if you work for them, so you're lying to me now.
I'm not lying to you. You're in California. I know. I do see here your information. I'm not lying to you. I'm not going to ask you for no information. I just want to help you out and get you connected to one of my specialists, for she could go ahead and help you out. Okay? Do you allow
me to connect? Let me talk to your specialist, and let's cut out red tape. Okay.
All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and see here. I'm gonna go ahead and get you connected since you have the lien. So let me just one
more. Press 6 now to speak to a live agent.
You have a debt. You have a debt of $10,000. Just one moment. You're gonna get it connected pretty soon.
Tax Relief, this is Vince.
Hi, Vince. I got Mr. Alfredo here at the line. His phone number will be the 714-425-4379. And he has a debt. Can you take over him, please?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Alfredo, you're in good hands, okay?
Yes, all right, we'll see.
Okay.
Hello, sir. So my name is Vince with Republic Tax. We're just following up with you in regards to your inquiry that was made about needing help with an IRS situation.
Hold on. He said you guys work for the federal government. He lied. Right?
Yeah, we're a tax resolution firm.
I know, but he lied. He told me that he works for the federal government, and I owe $10,000, and I have a lien. How do you guys get that information, if that's the case?
Yeah, I don't believe that that's accurate at all, and I apologize on their behalf, but I can't speak to what was told to you. So.
Okay. So I don't even know.
Just to be clear with you, I don't see any record of anything like that. Here, let me double check your phone number, see if there's another record.
I only see one record.
Yes.
Vince, I'm still here, and his phone number is the same one that we had here on file, 714-425-4379. As a matter of fact, I have one of my coworkers that he was taking over it before. That's what I'm seeing here in his notes. And then he's the one who put that amount, so that's why I'm just doing like the follow-up, right?
No, but you said you work for the federal government, so you lied.
You said there's a lien,
so you're lying, because if there's a lien, I would have known about it. And you don't even know where I live, and you don't even know if I live at the old house, the new house, or where I go. Or where I live. So it's against the law to do what you're saying. You're falsifying information from the federal government because you said you work for them.